As I walked out one old lady dog walking day, I spied a thin young woman. She was tightly laced in gray. I removed my hat, straightened my back, and to her I did say, pray tell to me, pray tell it plainly, but who exactly are you? She hung down her head and she raised up her eyes, this thin young girl with the wizened hand, and she said to my surprise, I'm only here to pass the time until my fancy dies. Pray tell me, sir, are you the kind who would mistreat me, or are you only coming in across the fields to greet me? Week. I know you are a seagull girl, I can tell it by your beak, and worse than that, there are things that I still seek. What's that, she said from behind her veil, this dried up lemon lady, who looked not unlike a greyback girl. I searched that I both night and day for those who talk my talk, in some far place not too far removed, where I may gladly walk and sing my song, though my heart be mostly chalk. At this she cried, threw up her arms, and suddenly grew wings, not unlike those you might find upon a greyback girl. It's over now, she's far and gone, leaving me with my load. The hedges grow, the beetles work, and the garden's not been mowed. I sit and think and I play at cards, and I wonder why she gone, or did she fly, or was it I to whom this thing was shown? The sands are bare, no seagulls, and I think I should have known. She did not say it to my face, but now I see my lot. For now I know that where my place is, there I can be not. Oh, she did not see it to my face, but now I see my lot.
I know that where my place is, why there I can be not.